The Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up, we'll talk and preview tonight's Xavier 3A championship game with Pella. You can hear that game at 6:45 tonight right here on KGYM. Also, John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, will stop by and talk Baylor football. Iowa State heading to Waco on Saturday for that Big 12 matchup. Also, Kevin Lehman will join us, talk some college basketball and a BNA wrap-up from last night. All that and more coming up Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Welcome in. 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Gym Class setting sail for a Thursday here at KGYM. Plenty to get to in the world. Very sad to hear the death of Freddie Pacheco, the fight doctor. Remember watching him in some of the greatest fights when boxing was actually pretty relevant around. So he will be missed out there, but lived a ripe old life, I believe, at 89. As he has passed on here today. We've got football coming up tonight. We'll talk about that. Football going on at the Unidome as we speak. And some college basketball as well here on the program. As we come your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And we got football going on right now. Mark, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. We do. We have state championship action going on right now. By the way, I love working with younger people. Kyle Mann, our producer. I couldn't figure out how to put my phone on vibrate. My brand new phone, by the way. Kyle Mann. If it's not my grandkids, it's Kyle Mann can come through for me.
You and I have both kind of deteriorated to that point, haven't we?
Thank you, Kyle. Earlier today, Don Bosco in the eight-player championship game, second straight for Don Bosco, 52-14 over Remsen St. Mary's. And you said the A game is going on right now?
Yeah, that is Wes Sue. They are shutting out Hudson right now, 21-0. That is early in the third quarter. And that's a good Hudson team. That's an two unbeatens going at it right there. Wes Sue has got couple South Dakota players and South Dakota State, I think, Mo Valley players. Good team.
Very good team.
Two very good teams, and Wes Sue's got a little bit extra. They got a left-handed quarterback that can fling it out there. So
you're going to be on early dismissal today, okay?
I am going to be on early dismissal today.
Early dismissal. And tell us why.
Yeah, we're going to head up to the Unidome. Myself, John Hegarty, going to meet up with him. And we're going to have to call tonight for Xavier and Pella. Third meeting between the Dutch and the Saints. Pella has won the first two, including last year's just absolute barn burner in the semifinals. And really looking forward to the game tonight. Can Xavier solve the one thing that has perplexed them in Class 3A as far as football is concerned? Other than that, they've pretty much accomplished everything. And they got to get that that one last hurdle, and perhaps tonight will be that night.
Two excellent programs, and you mentioned how it came down last year, very last play, and a very thrilling game. But I got to believe there's going to be a lot of Xavier Linn County vehicles heading up 380 here. If not already, very soon. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock, you and John Hegarty will be on the call.
That's right, and that'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Program note here today, we will we're on all three frequencies right now, but we will have 1600 AM. They will be breaking away to go to Cyclone basketball coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Iowa State Cyclones and the Puerto Rico tip-off that's actually taking place, I believe, in Conway, South Carolina. And Iowa State will take on Appalachian State today, 3:30 with the pregame and about 4:30 with the tip-off. Boise State has beaten UTEP in a first-round game there. So one of the games already in the books, and I believe Iowa State takes on either Tulsa or Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. That's where Jordan Prinney is at, by the way, Western Michigan, playing for the Broncos up there. And so that will be the either Iowa State, if they win, gets the winner. If they lose, they get the losing team out of that battle. Tomorrow, if Iowa State wins, I know it's a 5:30 pregame coming up tomorrow. So we'll be on the FM starting at 3:30 today.
Talk to Kevin Leem and all things college basketball here coming up. We're also going to talk to some Baylor football. Baylor with its senior day Saturday entertaining Iowa State in an odd start time, 1:30.
Almost your 1 o'clock game, Mark.
You don't see that very often, but it's a 1:30 start. That means 11:30 for the Iowa State pregame show.
Yeah, it will be, and that'll be on 1600 AM for you. We've got Major League Baseball news today to talk about with you. By the way, Hudson has scored. It's now 21-7 midway through the third quarter up at the Unidome. Rob, nothing unusual today, and it deals with our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, where we were Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Very good meal once again, and great to see Jamie and the staff there. And they're located on First Avenue Southeast, and that is behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. Baseball, again, the only sport that has a problem with time, apparently, and they are going to try to do their best to speed things up on the offseason.
Yeah, aforementioned poll question, do you agree with Major League Baseball's plan to speed up the game? A simple yes or no. And again, thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. I've always believed, whether it was playing or watching, you know, this season, that it's a timeless game. And that's one of the beauties of the game.
Correct.
But I do think, for one, there's too many visits to the mound by the catcher. It seems like, especially in the postseason, we saw this, it seemed, or from certain teams in particular, late in the innings, the catcher's going out there every other pitch. And while it, one or two might not slow the game down very much, it's a distraction in my mind. And I don't think we've heard fans at the stadiums boo in that situation. I'm unsure whether I want a pitch count.
Or clock, pitch clock.
Pitch
mean.
Clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, pitch clock. It's double A and triple A. Have a pitch clock, 20 seconds, isn't it?
Yep.
And I don't know about that so much because I don't know the length between pitches is that big a problem.
I think there could be a few things. What I would like to see between innings, especially during the postseason, I understand television has to make money. There are other ways they can make money, and they're starting to invest in that a little bit with the, okay, we now have a 10-second break from blah, 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 while the action's going on, while something's not immersed into the action, if you will. I'd like to see that a little bit more. Cut out all the trips to the mound. I think that takes a lot out of it. You can't keep a coach from going out to the mound, though, or anything like that, because that's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I mean, we're old-school baseball guys, and that's kind of the way it was. And one of the suggestions was to raise the bottom of the strike zone. And I just do not see, for the life of me, how that speeds up baseball. Wouldn't that make it a slower game because you're going to get more offense at that point?
Strike zones.
Don't you want to keep the ball at the bottom of that zone if you're a ground ball pitcher?
Strike zones are still going to be inconsistent no matter what you do with it.
True. Always seems to be the case out there.
But, you know, maybe it doesn't. Rules don't make any difference because, as CBS Sports has pointed out, pace of play rules started in 2015, or at least the latest rounds in terms of making batters stay in the batter's box and so on and so forth. In 2014, the average game lasted 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
2015, the first year of the new pace of play rules, 2 hours and 56 minutes. So you save 6 whole minutes. In 2017, it's backed up to 3 hours and 6 minutes. The whole difference is maybe 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Does it really make a big difference?
Do not get rid of extra innings. Don't do anything stupid like that. That's what I'm saying. What do you think? 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Love to hear what you have to, and this is nothing that hasn't happened in the last 10 years or so. I mean, all of a sudden, football can have a 4-hour and 30-minute game, and it's the greatest game ever, but God forbid if baseball has a 4.5-hour game, even a good one, take the World Series, mm-hmm. What was it, Game 5 or whatever the case
may be.
A couple
of them, actually, yeah.
And yeah, while it was a great game, people still complained about the fact that it took too long.
On that text line, 5232, the best way to speed up baseball, as I've discovered, is using the fast forward button on my DVR.
It's just a game that, aside from football, is it just are we going to have to accept the fact that it's not as quick as football and basketball and just move on? It doesn't mean baseball is any less popular. It doesn't mean baseball is any less of a game. It's just a slower game. And in the day, that was the romantic part about baseball.
Right. John from Tiff, and I agree with you guys as far as the commercials and advertising go. What about keeping the batters from readjusting their batting gloves between every pitch? There is that as well.
There's that as well. If you're going to make the pitchers pitch, you got to make the hitters hit.
8130, call the strike zone correctly. Knees to letters. That will speed up the game.
Make people hit the ball, too.
0056, if they keep the batters in the box and the catcher from going out to the mound all the time, that should be good.
Still is only going to go. What's the bare bone minimum for a baseball time? 250? 2 hours and 50 minutes, unless you got a real good pitcher's duel.
The average time last year was 306.
Tell you what, have Mark Burley throw every game. you get done out of there in 2.5 hours.
1474 with a contrary viewpoint. Shorter games mean less time for beer and hot dogs, guys.
There you go. Well, I swear, I went to more Chicago White Sox games, and I loved watching Mark Burley throw, but my goodness, they were short games. There was a 2-hour and 10-minute one that we went to. By the time you're in line, once or twice, you miss half the game.
Twins had a pitcher back in the day, Jim Cott, who was much like that. You could bank on 220.
Yeah.
52-32, I'm out of the school of thought that longer games are good, especially in person. More time in the ballpark is always a good thing. How about that? Because it is a different experience being at the park or watching it in the comfort of your living room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for the thoughts out there. We got to take a break. Come back. John Morris is going to join us. Talk about a very, very trying year of Baylor Bear football. They take on Iowa State in what will be, I think, a pretty unusual senior day down in Waco. We'll talk about that when we come back. Listening to the Gym Class here on a Thursday, here on right now, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, he could pick up a pound of coffee for just 33 cents. Prices have changed a bit since then, so now, 7 decades later, $70 would be a very nice windfall, and $700 would be absolutely spectacular. So in honor of Hertin and Stocker's 70th anniversary, you can register right now to win one of 70 $70 gift certificates Hertin and Stocker is giving away. Drawings begin on Black Friday and continue through December 18th. And on that final day, one person's name will be drawn to win the grand prize of a $700 gift certificate for their store. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and register for your chance to win. And be sure to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football team goes to a perfect 12-0 with a 35-7 victory over third-rated Solon in a Class 3A semifinal last Thursday night. The Saints scored on their first four possessions of the game against a Spartan defense that had allowed only 5 touchdowns all season. In addition, the Saints got a 55-yard punt return from Braden Stovey for a score. The top-rated Saints, going for their second title in school history, will meet number 2-rated and 11-1 Pella tonight in the 3A championship game at the Unidome at 7 o'clock, a game you can hear on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The Xavier girls basketball team will tip off the season tomorrow when they host Davenport Assumption. Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints will look for another terrific season after reaching the Class 4A state tournament a year ago.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you at 317 here in the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Remember, we will be breaking away from 1600 AM coming up at the bottom of the hour for Iowa State basketball. John Walters, Eric Heft on the call, as it will be the Cyclones taking on Appalachian State, and that will be in the first round of the Puerto Rico tip-off, which is actually being played in South Carolina this year due to the devastation from the hurricanes. All right, we're going to talk Iowa State football right now. They take on the Baylor Bears at McLean Stadium coming up on Saturday. 1:30, kind of an unusual pregame or kickoff for that one. We'll have the pregame show at 11:30 coming your way. And on the call for the Baylor Bears is John Morris, and been kind enough to join us over the years and does so again here this afternoon. And John, how's everything in Waco today?
Guys, things are going great. It's good to be on with you. We've got like 77 degrees in Waco today this week, so it's pretty nice weather for November.
Envious, John. Very much envious. Yeah.
What's the temp there?
Well,
39.
Yeah.
Holy cow, man. Well, we'll see 39 at some point, but it won't be anytime soon.
How much different has this year been for you, John, to call Baylor football?
It's been tough, but it's you know, in one respect, it's really tough. In another respect, it's encouraging because I really like Coach Rule and his staff and what they're doing. And I like these players, how hard they've worked, how they've kept a positive attitude through the whole thing. It's just been really impressive how they haven't gotten down. I mean, they're disappointed when they lose, but they say, all right, let's go back to work and do better next week. So in that respect, it's really been heartwarming to see how hard these guys have worked without much success, only one win all year.
Well, it's not like, except for a couple of occasions where the Bears have been out of the game, they have been in most every game so far this year, and I know that's got the attention of Matt Campbell.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, two games really weren't in the game. We got blown out at Oklahoma State. And then the game against Texas was 38-7, but even that, there were a couple of non-offensive touchdowns by Texas. Our defense actually played pretty well. But other than that, they've been in pretty much every game this year, but just haven't, you know, been able to do the little things. You know, we're just not good enough to make mistakes, to make turnovers, you know, to not convert on a key third down and still find a way to win. So it's been the little things like that that have kept Baylor from recording more victories.
Some eye-popping stats, 17 true freshmen playing, 26 first-time starters, and I imagine that has contributed to some not-so-attractive defensive numbers, John.
Well, and isn't that amazing? You know, to have that many first-time starters and that many true freshmen. We've had 11 true freshmen start games this year. Mm. And you know the old adage that you lose a game for every freshman you start. Mm. Well, we may get close to that. But you know, they're really good, and they've had to play. And it's unfortunate, you know, that they've been pushed into service. But for the most part, they've done pretty well. We'll start a true freshman at quarterback this week, a guy named Charlie Brewer. And at one point, we had three tailbacks, and all of them were true freshmen. So, you know, they're good players, and they're going to be better as they get bigger and stronger, you know, in their years here at Baylor. But they've just been pressed into service because we've had so many injuries on the team this year, really throughout the team, different positions, that those freshmen have had to play and play key roles.
Right, and yeah, it wasn't the plan to play all these freshmen. You were going to play a lot of freshmen, but not quite this many from the outset anyway. But what about, it's been a tough year, obviously. The culture to change it with the new staff coming in. Is the foundation being put down for a new era, I guess, of Baylor football?
Yeah, very fair question, and the answer is absolutely yes. And that's one of the, you know, that's one of the hard parts about this season is putting discipline in place, putting rules in place that all the players have to adhere to. And if they didn't want to do that, you know, they were gone. We've had some key players that could have been key players for this team who are no longer with the program because they just couldn't, you know, go by the rules that Coach Rule had set this year. So, yes, to answer your question, this is a good group. They've got over 1,000 community service hours in the community. They're doing well academically. And, you know, and despite being young, there's some really good football players on this team. But it's just that transition year. And I know you guys heard Coach Campbell say a lot last year and maybe into this year about the process. And that's the same terminology that Coach Rule has used, that you have to go through the process and stay with the process And that's just where we are right now. I think maybe a lot of similarities between where Baylor is this year compared to where Iowa State was in Coach Campbell's first year last year.
Iowa State, John, of course, trying to enhance its bowl resume, already qualified for a bowl. But as I look at this game, it's one of those, and maybe Coach Campbell feels the same way, one of the most dangerous teams to play is a team that really doesn't have a whole lot to lose. Is that the case with Baylor?
I don't think that our guys look at it that way, but I think they look at it as a great opportunity. You know, on Senior Day, it's our last home game this Saturday. I think they just have the same approach and have every week that this is this week's opportunity. You know, there's signs up and down the hallway on the football side. I don't think I'm giving away any secrets, but it has the ISU logo, and it says 1-0. And it's been that way every week, depending on who the opponent is, meaning win that week, you know, win that game that's in front of you. So I think that's the way they look at it is, you know, not necessarily nothing to lose. We'd drop the 1-10 if we lost the game. But I think they just look at it as another chance to go out and play, and especially being the final game at McLean Stadium this year.
Right. And, you know, and another thing, building the future and a beautiful new stadium that that Baylor has as far as their football program is concerned, that is going to help. And I know these seniors want to go out with a great – with a great memory, and I think that's what has kind of got Matt Campbell on the edge a little bit, because he knows Baylor has the talent to put things all together, and he's hoping it's just not this Saturday.
Yeah, I hope he's right. I think we do have good talented players here. I mean, this is a team that's been to 7 straight bowl games. Now, remember, our numbers are down because we lost one whole recruiting class and, you know, basically half of another one in the transition over the last couple of years. When we went to Kansas a couple of weeks ago, we took 70 scholarship players, 70. So those numbers are down, and that coupled with injuries and some illnesses, you know, just have put Baylor in a tough position to get those talented guys, everybody on the field together at the same time. But it'll be a real challenge against Iowa State that's had a terrific year. I mean, those wins over Oklahoma and TCU were just highlights of the Big 12 season and highlights nationally, you know, to get those wins for Iowa State. So it'll be tough this week, but we're looking forward to teeing it up on Saturday afternoon.
Statistically, it would certainly seem Baylor is a pass-heavy team. Is that be the case this week, too?
You know, statistically, yes. In fact, our quarterback threw 63 times last week, but that's because we fell behind and had to. But you'll see as the program gains a foothold under Coach Rule that he is a defensive-minded, run-first coach, a little bit old school. You know, he wants the defense to be just gritty and physical, and he wants the offensive line to be physical, and he wants us to be able to get 2 yards on 3rd and 2 and 4th and 2, and really I think you'll see that we've passed the ball more out of necessity this year than we'll do in the years to come. That's just sort of Coach Rule's mindset: defense first, run the ball, possess the ball, you know, run the clock, and I think at his core that's what he'd like to do.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left, John. What do you foresee on Saturday down in Waco?
Yeah, tough game for sure. I mean, great respect for Iowa State. Glad we've got a home game. I know everybody wants to, the whole team wants to play well for the seniors to send them out in style. And it's going to be great weather, so we're just looking forward to it on Saturday.
Please send some of that weather back with the Cyclones, if you would.
We'll pack it away with John Walters. How about that?
John will distribute it very nicely. I know that. Hey, John, appreciate it, and always great talking with you.
You guys are great to have me on. I sure appreciate it. Have a great day.
You betcha. John Morris, he is the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. And tough year for Baylor. And I think John knew it going in. And, you know, they're not ducking anything. They're trying to get that program, the face of the program, back up and running to where it should be.
A lot of freshmen to be playing, but you would think it would pay off in a year or two. So, talented guys statistically. I'm anxious to see what they look like.
Absolutely. We got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away again. And, Kyle, I'm going to give that opportunity away right now. 319-366-1600, caller number 6. 319-366-1600. You're going to get a 24-pack of regular or Diet Dr. Pepper. Also, some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag as well. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. What's going to happen now, 1600 AM coming up at the bottom of the hour, you are going to get Iowa State basketball, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You will stay with Mark and I, and then with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. So stay tuned. More to come after this. KGYM.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
When was the last time you saw Guns N' Roses,
AC/DC,
Aerosmith,
Kiss,
Van Halen,
Queen,
Twisted Sister,
Journey,
Poison,
and Bon Jovi
all in the same night?
With a fiery pyro show,
video screens, smoke machines, makeup, costumes, fire, and a virtually endless playlist,
Hairball puts on a rock concert like you've never seen before.
Coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena this Saturday.
Tickets are on sale now at U.S. Cellular Center box office,
Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000. Presented by Henry's Hard Sparkling Soda.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is
we now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 1600 ESPN.
Guys,
Radio.
Come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in, JCPenney. Penny.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Back with you, 3:32 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Iowa State basketball off and running on 1600 AM. Quarterfinal game in the Puerto Rico tip-off that's being played in South Carolina due to all the devastation down in Puerto Rico. And Iowa State taking on Appalachian State. To talk college basketball with us here, Kevin Lehman joins us on Thursdays. I think we'll try to coerce him. 2 weeks. We'll talk with him again on a Thursday as we'll take the Thanksgiving week off. But, Kevin, then happy Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving to you and your family out there.
Well, thank you, Scott, and the same to you guys.
You bet. And I was texting you. I was doing a no-no. I was texting you while you're doing a game last night, and I apologize to that.
No problem. It was quite an interesting game. As the Panthers at one point missed 13 straight three-point field goal attempts and actually missed 20 out of 21 at a stretch throughout that game.
But still won.
They still won, but I tell you, their team, it got me a bit confused right now. I think I really like the pieces for this Northern Iowa team, and they played very well against Alcorn State defensively and offensively, but if these scoring lulls emerge again that they had last year, they're going to have some problems. But I really think if they can come together, it's going to be a pretty good Northern Iowa team.
Austin Fife has not seen a lot of the floor yet. Surprised at that?
Well, Austin Fife, Mark, has had two tough days at the office. At North Carolina, he played 12 minutes and fouled out.
Yeah.
He comes into Alcorn State in about the sixth trip down the floor. He gets hit in the nose. They try to put him back in, so now he's under concussion protocol. So he's had very limited minutes, did not dress last night. Probably will not play against Chicago State, but they hope to have him ready for that tournament when they go to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis.
Mm.
How about Wylaw?
They got five guys in the tub, guys. I mean, they got five guys that are hurt and banged up. Dahl, of course. Wyatt Lowhouse is another guy that's suffering through turf toe. Not sure when he's going to be back either.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what about Wyatt Lowhouse and his situation? It seems like it's just been one injury after another nagging injury since he's made it to Cedar Falls.
Well, they really need him, Scott, because Juwan McLeod has improved over last season, but still very inconsistent. Last night, he's 3-for-15. He's got kind of a scores mentality, Juwan McLeod does. I think Wyatt Lowhouse will really help settle this team down because they're pretty good with Tywan Pickford on the wing is a special player. You don't have to run plays for him. He's still going to get you 10 points. And the other young man, the sophomore, Isaiah Brown, has really improved. He's been able to knock in some threes. And Bennett Cook was dominant last night, especially in the second half, where he had 25 points, was 8-for-8 from the field. So they fed the big man the whole second half, and they struggled to make threes in the first half.
Let's talk about a team that will be tipping off in less than an hour here, and that's Iowa State against Appalachian State. How alarming was that loss and the manner in which it lost to Milwaukee? 74-56, Kevin.
Well, I think very alarming, Mark, because the things they did so well last year as far as handling the basketball, knocking down the three ball, or what they didn't do against Milwaukee. They got 18 turnovers at home. That's so unlike any Iowa State team we've ever seen. And they go 3-of-15 from distance in Hilton Coliseum. And Donovan Jackson has really struggled. Supposed to be their best shooter. He has not been able to hit the broadside of a barn so far this season. I'm checking here. He's 4-of-20 from the field, Donovan Jackson, and that's supposed to be their best scorer. So they got to really get this team. It's a lot of new faces trying to play together, so it's new roles, new leadership, and that takes time for those things to develop.
Well, and they've struggled from the outside. They've struggled playing defense. It's just not one thing. And Steve Prohm wants to talk about the defensive side of the ball. That's what he's worried about the most. He thinks offense, I think, will come around, especially as these guys get a little bit more experience. But, boy, he's not happy with the way the Cyclones are playing defense right now.
Well, Scott, I think he knows that they have to be able to score some points off their defense, and they have not done that. They have not been able to make stops, have not been able to get out in passing lanes and create any live ball turnovers. And those are some of the things they were very good at last year. And this team is going to be a team that struggles in half-court offense. They need to get some points in transition, points off defense, for them to get to the 81 that they averaged last year, which I don't think this team is going to come anywhere close to that.
Well, they got two players. Cameron Lard's going to get in today, the way it sounds. Hans Brace going to try it today as well. Probably only going to play about 5 to 10 minutes, Steve Prohm said. But it's a help, at least, and Iowa State needs some infusion at this point.
Well, no question they do, but you look at those two guys. Cameron Lard hasn't played for two seasons, and the same with Hans Brace. And coming off two ACLs, you got to think, how long does it take him to work him back into the action? not only physically but mentally, psychologically, after having the two ACL surgeries. But it gives him some size up front, gives him another three-point shooter, some things that might be medicine for what ails them right now.
Iowa with another yawner tonight, Kevin, against Grambling. Why should we pay attention?
Well, I think they're going to be champions of the SWAC in this game tonight.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm a little disappointed that with all the talent coming back, only Peter Jock graduating, that they didn't schedule more difficult games here in the preseason. But, you know, I'm sure Fran has a plan trying to develop that bench. They're certainly getting a lot of playing time, and that second five can score as many points as the first five. But, you know, Chicago State and now Grambling. But they're going to be tested, guys. I'm doing a little research on these teams they're going to meet in the Cayman Islands. And, you know, Louisiana has got an influx of transfers. They have a transfer from Missouri, a transfer from South Carolina, a transfer from Southern Cal. And this is a team, Louisiana, that led the Sun Belt in scoring last year. So when they meet up in that first game in the Caymans, this is going to be a high-scoring affair. But Louisiana probably doesn't have the depth to hang with the Hawks. And if things go chalk, they're going to meet up with Cincinnati, who's 12th ranked. This is I watched some tape on the Cincinnati Bearcats. This will be a really good test for the Hawkeyes.
It's going to be a great test because Cincinnati will do everything Iowa doesn't want to do. They're going to want to play physical. They're going to want to play half court. They will run at times, but they're just going to play black and blue ball in a half court situation.
It's a little bit like Michigan State. Now, they're going to try and beat you up, intimidate you. Now, they have scored over 100 points in the two games that they've played, and they'll have Coppin State here coming up. I'm sure they'll score 100 in that game. But they are a team that hangs their hat on defense, the Cincinnati Bearcats and Mick Cronin. So it's going to be, like you said, Scott, two contrasting styles, which always make for a great fight if it's boxing. Well, I think this is going to be a real test of, can Iowa control tempo if it comes to playing Cincinnati? And can they score against a defense that's as good as Cincinnati's? Because I like the action that Iowa runs with their offense. But they haven't really been tested, obviously, with the schedule they played so far.
Well, you mentioned offense, and being there on Sunday at Carver-Hawkeye, watching Isaiah Moss, if he shoots the ball from the outside – like he is. Ahmad Wagner as well. Not sure I want Wagner shooting about 8 to 9 threes a game or anything like that. But if Isaiah Moss can kind of step in, not be a Peter Jock, but just give Iowa another outside presence with what this team has with Tyler Cook and Luka Garza on the inside, they're going to be formidable.
Well, it's interesting that they're playing Ahmad Wagner at that three spot because he's not a guy that's going to spread the court for them. Of course, with Nicholas Bear out with an injury, there's another situation that Fran can look at. I want to see Connor McCaffrey back in the fray because that moves Bohannon to the off guard a little bit more and frees him up to shoot it. I think that's going to help them spread the court also when they go with that lineup. And, you know, Connor, we've talked about him before. He's a freshman, but physically, I mean, he has got a Big Ten body, and he has that basketball coach's son IQ and understands where the ball needs to go.
One of the eye-popping scores I saw early, Kevin, was Indiana State and Indiana. Indiana State beats Indiana 90-69, the same Indiana State team that got beat by Auburn by 19. So what do you make of Indiana? What's going on with Archie Miller's team?
Well, I talked to a couple of Missouri Valley people at that game, and they were just scratching their head. They said the Hoosiers were completely out of sync. And Indiana State knocked in 17 threes in Bloomington. So when that happens, you know, as Fran McCaffrey says, when you get over 11 threes, that's the danger zone. You knock in 17, that makes the defense start to scratch their head a little bit and doubt themselves. And then you hit it on the head. The Indiana State goes and gets thumped pretty good by Auburn. And I see Illinois State won against South Carolina in that same tournament.
Yeah, they did. Valley's having a good start to the season anyway. Got to see the Champions Classic a little bit the other night. I thought Michigan State and Duke, for the most part, played a pretty crisp game. I don't think that could be said for Kansas and Kentucky. That thing was That thing was a choppy affair a little bit. They'll get a lot better. I'm not saying they're not any good or anything like that, but one out of the two were pretty good games on Tuesday.
Yeah, but Scott, when you look at the talent of Kansas, I mean, I'm trying to figure out who can challenge them in the Big 12, because West Virginia got thumped by Texas A&M, and that was supposed to be the second-best team in the Big 12. So can Baylor get it done? Can Texas challenge them? It looks to me like Kansas has another run at a Big 12 title.
Big 12 got off to a bad start this year for the season. And Kansas, not deep, though. They played basically six guys in that game. So that's going to be a problem. They got to keep guys out of foul trouble.
Well, they got a transfer from Arizona State that's going to be eligible at semester. I can't think of his name right now, but he's 6'8". We'll give him some front line help. But that was one of the things Bill Self talked about at the Big 12 media day, was his lack of depth and very concerned about keeping his team out of foul problems, especially lack of front line depth.
Last for me, Kevin, thanks for joining us as usual. I want to know what you thought of the UCLA response when the three freshmen got back from China. Not only what they had to say, which in my mind were very similar in comments, but what the university did, what all Steve Alford had to say.
Well, I felt that the players had to say was somewhat scripted by someone in their sports information department. I didn't read all of Steve's comments, other than he said they were good kids. But, you know, to do that in a foreign country, in a communist country, you get locked up for a long time.
They're pretty lucky.
And we know 17, 18-year-olds make bad decisions, but those were horrible decisions. And I understand that they not only shoplifted at one store, but possibly three different stores.
Yeah, and that tells me right there that it wasn't just, we messed up. It was premeditated for the most part out there. And it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But next week's great, because you get Maui. You got a tournament. This is when basketball kind of takes off next week.
It does, and you finally get some good matchups. Because we see a lot of teams are scheduling very soft here in early November. Even Cincinnati has. We see the Hawkeyes have. But then they get in these MTE events, multiple team events, and they're going to play somebody in those. And there's always some upsets, such as Illinois State beating South Carolina today, because you get them on a neutral court. It's early in the season. You'll see some of that happen. But also, it's a time where coaches can really test their teams. They get them together. You're going away from out of town. You bond your team somewhat. Now, Iowa got to do that this summer on their trip overseas, but these tournaments also do that for your team. And you get some different contrasting styles because you're out of your league and you're out of your element. So it tells you a lot about your team in November.
Where are you headed again? Cayman Islands?
Cayman Islands, hopefully. I'm trying to get out of town early in the morning, so I may be an all-nighter because I'm trying to learn about eight teams. Only the Hawks I got down pretty well in Cincinnati, but you got Louisiana in there, South Dakota State, Wyoming, Richmond, and Alabama, Birmingham.
It's a pretty good field.
It is a good field, Scott, and it's the first year for this tournament, so they were pretty excited to get marquee teams such as Cincinnati and Iowa. South Dakota State, they have Mike Daum, which is he's projected to be an NBA draft pick that T.J. Otzelberger has there. They were in the tournament last year, projected to win the Summit again. Wyoming knocked off Oregon State at Oregon State. So it's a fairly good field for a first-year tournament.
Not too bad. And the weather's not too bad either. So enjoy that, Kevin. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a great Thanksgiving, and the best to you and yours out there.
All right, thanks, guys. And I'll give you a weather report when I get back, and have a happy turkey day yourself.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Kevin Lehman joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Lehman Sports, I do believe it is right there. All right, I am going to step aside. We're going to take a break. Mark, you're going to come back. You're going to tell everybody about the glorious night of bowling last night, and I will see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Kyle and I also revisit and circle around back to the MLB and possible rule changes.
There you go.
Have a good night.
All right. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up after this. KGYM.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a preview of Sunday Night Football, a marquee matchup of young quarterbacks coming up as the 5-4 Cowboys host the 8-1 Eagles. Can Dak Prescott in Dallas pick up an important NFC East victory without Ezekiel Elliott? Or will Carson Wentz in Philadelphia claim their 8th straight win? Join Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom. The Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will close out the week with another great quarterback matchup and two hot teams as Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons take on Seattle's quarterback Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Join us for what promises to be a high-flying offensive show and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Falcons and the Seahawks. Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Coming up on 350 on the Gym Class, Mark Dukes alongside Kyle Mann now as Scott Unash and John Haggerty make their way to the Unidome to call tonight's Xavier Pella game for the state championship. That coming on at 6:45 on our two FMs. Real quickly, a bowling night in America recap. Rusty Nails dropping two games but winning the series. The points went 2-2 last night. 26-18 on the season for the Rusty Nails. Still in third place. I made no contribution whatsoever to the effort last night, but you'll have that, I guess. Trevor Walt, 269, high game in the Evergreen League. Marcus Mitz, 737 for high series. We'll be at week 12 next week. And if you have any questions about May City Bowl, leagues, parties, what have you, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com. Kyle Mann, are you familiar with our poll question today?
I am. We went with the one about baseball and the pace of play.
Yes, do you agree with MLB's plan to speed up the game, yes or no? And I pose that question to you.
I personally do, because And I'll kind of answer this twice, because I personally am not that bothered by the pace of play, typically.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, and the worst example I can think of is back two postseasons ago, the Cubs had a series with the Dodgers. And I forget which game it was. I forget who the pitcher even was. But they had him on a clock. He was taking almost an entire minute in between pitches. And so just for those exceptions, I think it's probably the proper move to put, you know, guidelines at least, you know. I'm down for it.
I don't think you're going to get anything on the books that is going to take games on the average down to 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
I mean, right now the changes that have been put in place have saved 6 to 10 minutes.
And that's why I feel like it...
At best.
It's not necessarily about chopping a bunch of time off the game. It's about keeping the game moving. And I kind of got to give credit to Colin Cowherd, is the first person I heard make this distinction, was you're not necessarily, the length of the game isn't the problem. It's the pace of the game. And, you know, you might spend a minute just sitting there waiting for the pitcher to get ready to throw the ball. And I mean, you have to cut down on that, because that is incredibly boring.
Couple of excellent observations that we skipped over because we had to get to guests earlier. 73-72. The main problem is the more offense in baseball equals longer baseball games. Marcus, it's 78-40. The problem with the time between baseball and, let's say, football and basketball, during baseball, there's pretty much only two or three players involved with every pitch. However, with basketball, there's constant action with 10 players running up and down the court, or football with 22 players in constant motion towards the ball.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the action and the density of the action.
As I said before, I think the main improvement that can be made is limiting the times the catcher can go to the mound. I mean, there's already limits for the coach and the manager,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what that is. I don't know what the number is, whether you do it per inning or per batter. I'm not sure where I'd land on that, but something's got to be done there. I know the umpires try to break up mound visits is pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But they're going out there, curveball? We're going to curveball here?
Yeah.
Oh, you want slider. Okay.
It's kind of tough because there are so many different things in play. You rattled off the possibilities there. And the first one that at least makes some sense is to, even if you knocked it down to one visit per batter, first of all, that still seems like it could be a lot. If your catcher's going to go out there every single batter, that would be a lot. But at the same time, let's say, you know, you got a base runner out on second and you feel like they might be catching your signs and passing them off to the batter. You definitely want your catcher to be out there to be able to go out there and say, "Hey, we're going with a different set of signs here," and so it's difficult for me to say that the catcher can't go out there, but it does get annoying.
What about pitch clocks, which we know are used in double and triple A, and have, by all accounts I've read, have proven to cut down time of play considerably. In 2017, the average time between pitches was 24.2 seconds. And if you implement a 20-second pitch clock, I can't do the math that quickly, but, and if it was enforced, or is it that big a deal?
So if the average is 24, I would even go ahead and say, you know, you're going to have some people who are faster, you're going to have some people who take longer. I would set your limit at maybe like 30, 35 seconds, just so you allow the people who don't work at the average. You have a little bit of a cushion. If you take a little bit longer, that's fine. But if it starts getting excessive and you're trying to sit there for 40, 45 seconds, that's pretty long. So I would be pretty good with a pitch clock around 30, maybe 35 seconds.
Why has the subject been broached? Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred said today, told a group of reporters that more pace of play rule changes are coming for 2018. So I guess stay tuned on that. What he exactly has in mind, we'll see. But I think that some of the things we talked about and Scott and I talked about are probably in play. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Do you agree with MLB's plan to speed up the game, yes or no?
Before we head out of here, we got maybe just a little over a minute. Who do you got for the MVP race tonight?
Who? Love Altuve.
I wanted to say Altuve. I didn't realize. Okay, so Altuve hit. His batting average was close, 62 points higher. But Aaron Judge's on-base percentage was 12 points higher. He took a lot of walks.
Altuve does things defensively.
Yep. Okay.
On the base paths.
I'll give you that.
Intrinsically to that team. Yeah, love Altuve, yeah. Coming up tomorrow. Oh, do you want to do the other league?
Yeah, I was curious. That they're both pretty evenly knotted.
Who do you got? You go first.
I'm going to take Votto in the other one. I know he's on the worst team, but he hit .320. His on-base percentage is .454, and he actually, the WAR, it was 9.5. That's my favorite stat in all of sports, and he led the league. So I'm going Votto.
Didn't Stanton nearly go for the triple crown?
Almost, but I mean, his average is actually only .280. So.
Yeah. Only?
Wish
I could have hit 280. Hey, we got to run. Todd Brommelkamp show coming up next. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for joining us on the Gym Class.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what...
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a preview of Sunday Night Football, a marquee matchup of young quarterbacks coming up as the 5-4 Cowboys host the 8-1 Eagles. Can Dak Prescott in Dallas pick up an important NFC East victory without Ezekiel Elliott? Or will Carson Wentz in Philadelphia claim their 8th straight win? Join Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom. The Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on NASCAR News now.
Since it's most